Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Malka.
Good afternoon. The handout
Brandon.
Is on the unique app. Good afternoon. The handout
afternoon.
Is on the unique astrological times link. Under the 3 week section, I'm sure you're familiar with it by now. So we're going to be reading the Hebrew. It starts on the bottom of page 3, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkin Tebid Hiluur Himud Hiluud Hiluur Himud. Liakta Lashem Yud He Bavav He Bi Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael. Mud Torah Mitzvah, Vasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karaneihu. La Shum La Vele Tiyon Letaet La Hem Pe'er Tachat Efer.
Yes,
Rin. We skip the blue section, the Dewey, because we have a Tzaddik who left this day. So we're starting with Psalm 137, and our consciousness is feeling the lack of the temple. All Naharot. Bavel Sham Yeshavnu Gam Bakinu Bizachrenu Et Zion Al Aravim Batoka Kalinu Kino Rotenu Kisham Shaenunu Shovenu Divre Shir Vichtola Tola Leinu Simcha, Shiru lanu mishir tzion, Ech nashir et shir Adonai yohe wahe, Al admat neikar, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, Ishkach yamini, Ibat lishoni, Vechi ki im lo eskirem ki im lo aale et Yerushalayim al rosh simchati zechor Adonai Yohei Wahei livnei Edom et yom Yerushalayim haomlim aru aru Ad has yesod ba bat bavel has duda ashrei sheshalem la et gimulech shena malt lanu ashrei sheyochez v'nipet et olalayich El Hasala. Psalm 79. We begin to realize that the energy of the Tzaddikim, we have lost much as they leave the world. And that lack is what we mourn at this moment in reading this psalm. Mizmor la'asaf Elohim ba'u no goyim b'nachalatecha timu et hekal kadshecha samu et Yerushalayim le'im natnu Et mivlat avadecha Ma kaleo hashamayim v'sar hatzidecha v'chaito aretz shafku damam kamayim sevivot Yerushalayim v'ein kover hayinu cherpa lishkenenu La'an La'ag v'keles L'zivotenu Adma Adonai Elhei Wahei Tena Lanetzach Tiva Kimo Esh Kinatecha Shocha Hamatcha El Hagoyim Asher Lo Yedarucha V'al Mamlachot Asher B'Shimcha Lo Karau Ki Akal Et Yaakov V'et Navehu Ha'eshamu Al Tizkar Lanu Avonot Rishonim Maher Yekad munu v'chamecha ki dalonu meod azreinu Elohei yishenu al divar kivod shemecha v'hatzilenu v'kaper al hatoteinu l'ma'an shemecha Lema lama yomru hagoyim ha'ayei Elohechem yivarda bagoyim le'enenu nikmat dam avadecha ha'shapucha tavo lefanecha en kat asir Kigod el zeroacha, Choter b'nei temuta, V'chashev lishkenenu, Shivatayim el chaykam, Herbatam, Asher herpucha, Adonai v'anachnu, Amcha v'tzon maritecha nodelacha le'olam le'dor v'ador nisaper tehilatecha. Now we're going to read 17 of the 22 verses from Lamentations chapter 5. Zechor Adonai Elohei Mehaya lanu habita Ureyet herpatenu Nachalatenu Neheftka Lezarim batenu Lenachrim yetomim Chayinu ve'enav Imotenu kal banot Memenu bekesef Shatinu etzenu Bimchir yavou Al tzavaenu Nirdafnu yaganu Velo hunach lanu Mitzrayim natanu Yad Ashur Lishboa Lachem Avotenu Chatu Ve'enam V'anachnu Avonotenchem Savalnu Avadim Mashlu Banu Porek Ein Miyadam B'nafshenu naviyo lachmenu michne cherev hamidbar Orenu Katanur Mikmaru Mifne Not Nidlu Benezakanim Lo Nedaru Bahurim Tihon Nasau Unarim Ba'etz Kashalu Zakanim Mishar Shavatu Bahurim Min Gimatam Shavat Mishosh Libenu Nepach Leivel Necholenu Nafla Ateret Roshenu Ona Lanu Ki Hatanu Alze Hayad Alze Libenu Alele Ashku Enenu Al Hartzion Shimas Mem Sheshamem Shualim Hilku Vo Ata Adonai Ohe Wahe Leolam Teshev Kisacha Ledor Vador Lama Lanetzach Tishkachenu Tasvenu Leorech Yamim Hashivenu Yadonai Yohewahen Elecha Yenashuva Chadesh Yemenu Yekedem Ki Maoz Me'astanu Katzachta Aleinu Ad Me'od Hashivenu Adonai Yohewahen Elecha V'nashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem Habet Mishamayim Ure Mizvu Chadshecha V'tifartecha Ayekinatcha Unvurotecha Chamon Mecha Berachamecha Elai Hitapaku Ki Ata Avinu Ki Avraham Lo Yedaanu Beisrael Lo Yakiranu Ata Adonai Yohewahe Avinu Goalenu Me'olam Shemecha Lama Tatenu Adonai Yohewahe Midrakecha Tachshiach Libenu Miratcha Shuv Lama'an Avardecha Shivte Nachar Valad Lemitzar Yarshu Am Kachecha Sarenu Bosu Mikdashecha Ve'ata Adonai Yohewahe Avinu Ata Nachnu Hachomer Ve'ata Yitzreinu Umase Yadecha Kulnu Al Tiktof Adonai Yohewahe Ad Meod Ve'ale Ad Tizkor Avon Chen Habet Na'amcha Kulanu Hare Kadshecha Hayu Midbar Tzion Midbar Hayata Yerushalayim Shema Ma Beit Kadshenu V'Tifarteinu Asher Hilucha Avotenu Ayal Yisrefat Eish V'kol Machamadeinu Ayal Charba Ha'al Eilev Tit Apech Adonai Yohei Wahei Techeshe Utanenu Ad Meod Chatei Elohai Aznecha Ushma Pechach Einecha Urei Shomimoteinu V'ha'ir Asher Nikra Shimcha Alecha Ki Lo Al Tzidkotenu Anachnu Mapilim Tachanuneinu Lifanecha Ki Al Rachamecha Harabim Adonai Shema'a Adonai Selacha Adonai Akshiva V'yasei Ael Tachar Demancha Elohai Ki Shimcha Nikla Al Yircha V'yal Amecha. And now for verses of comfort. Hit nari me'afarkumi shvi Yerushalayim Hit pachi mosre tzavarech shviya Batzion al homotayich Yerushalayim hivkati Shomrim kol hayom V'kol ha'layla tamid lo yecheshu chamizkirim et Adonai Yohei Wahei al dami lachem v'al titnu dami lo ad yekonen v'ad yashim et Yerushalayim Tehila baret nishba Adonai Yohei Wahei Bemino vizroa uzo imeten Et ganaich od machal leovayich Ve'im yishtu b'nei nechar Tiroshech Asher yagat bo ki beasfav yochluhu v'chilu et Adonai Yohei Wahei ka betzav yishtuhu v'chatzrot kachi atatakum terachem Zion Ki et lachen na, ki va moed, ki ratzu avadecha, et avanecha, et afara yechonenu, bonei Yerushalayim, Adonai Yohei Wahei, nidche Yisrael, Yekanes. Now for the English translation that we will go into a little bit of deeper. Yesterday we started with Psalm 137 and we did the first three verses. So today we're starting with verse 4. How shall we sing the Hashem's song in a foreign land? This verse was the question that the Levi'im asked of their captors. The captors had asked them to sing what they sang in the temple because they'd heard how beautiful it was, like nothing else on earth. from the standpoint of human singing, human sounds, human songs and voices. And they asked for a sample. They asked them to sing for them. And the lead said this verse, "How can we sing when we're not in the temple?" Verse 5. "If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning." This is a very famous verse. I'm sure many of you have heard this verse. It has many different interpretations, very many different customs associated with it. But if we take a look at the meaning of it from the standpoint of the Kabbalah, Jerusalem means to have the completion of awe. That's the two words, Yeru and Shalem. Shalem was completion, Yeru, his awe. So completion of his awe. Now then it says, "Let my right hand," and what is right hand? Well, hand represents manifestation, and the right represents the right column. It represents chesed. So if I forget how to complete and have this emotion of awe, then the result, the effect of that unwillingness to complete this spiritual growth, I will not be able to manifest the right column, which is chesed, which is love within my own life. That's just one of many understandings of this verse. And I've left out a whole list of words like cunning and forgetfulness, and which all have Kabbalistic meanings. Verse 6. "Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I remember thee not, if I set not Jerusalem above my chiefest joy." If I don't do my spiritual work to complete this level of consciousness called awe, then there's no joy. That's what the Judaism on its religious base, on its simple level, understands. If I don't do the work, I can't be happy. And that's what this verse is talking about as the effect. Now, what is the cause? "Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth." What does the tongue represent? It represents words. It represents expression, manifestation, motivating people to join me in a goal. Cleaving. Cleaving is clear. We know it means joining and being in unity. The roof of my mouth. Mouth is manifestation. It's the malchut in the frame of the head. And if I don't find unity within the frame of the head, in the frame of consciousness, if I don't find this unity, then I will forget. And if I forget, I will run out of joy. I will have no ability to be happy. And people think that that's not true, because after all, we have happy events in our lives. But in comparison to the kind of joy that we could feel, that we did feel when the temple existed, it's a pale comparison. It can't be proven to anyone. You have to come to understand this in your own way as you grow spiritually. The seventh verse. Remember, Hashem, against the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it into the foundations thereof. This seems to imply that we're asking Hashem for us to bear a grudge against the children of Edom for what they did to us. That's the simple meaning of the verse. They said raise it, meaning destroy it, burn it, meaning Jerusalem. And we're saying, remember this, Lord, because there will come a day when you will bring justice to that you will cause them to have this, the effect of their words, the effect of their actions. But in my opinion, the Kabbalah is teaching us, pray for that redemption for them as well as for us. Pray that they don't have this horrible, chaotic event, that we come to meet each other in love and unity, just as Esav came to love Jacob at the moment that he kissed him when he returned from Laban's home with his family and he returned to Israel. Yes, he then fell out of love again and the hatred returned, but at that moment there was love. This is according to Rashi, it's according to many other interpreters and commentators. Does anyone have any questions? Classes tonight at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class where we hopefully will complete section 3 of the Parashat Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue our teachings and our study of the Third Temple. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Shalom. Shalom.